I just think it's important that we always remember what this season is about. Every year, it seems the world gets further and further away from the real meaning of Christmas. So whenever I get the chance, I like reminding them folks.
Well, the holidays mean many different things to different people.
That's true, Miss Leto, but Christmas is a different. No matter what other things people want to celebrate, Christmas is about Christ and remembering to honor Him for all He's done for us. Kids, listen here. God knows exactly what we need on this earth. He gives us life, families, food, clothes, homes, everything we need. He knew we needed Jesus, so we sent Him to this earth to show us what real love is all about. He sent Him here to save us. So let's read about it now. This here is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken to the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinus was the governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
I always love to hear that story.
Yeah, it always makes it feel like Christmas to me.
Well, I feel itchy, like chiggers are crawling all over me.
You know, Matt, hearing that story again makes me feel the same way. It's been a long time since I've heard it, and it brought back so many wonderful memories.
Hey, listen here. I think I heard someone say something about eye sculptures a while ago. Want to see the eye sculpture of the nativity scene? Don't hold a candle to the penguins back there, but it is pretty spectacular, if you ask me.
Yes, that would be lovely.
Ice, finally a sterile environment.
I always love to hear Pawpaw read that story.
Pawpaw? Oh, Bear Claws!
Me too, Pinky. And it was so sweet to see how deep it touched everybody.
Yeah, everybody except Abby.
I know. She afraid of everything.
She needs to get to know Jesus. He can show her how to trust Him and not worry so much about everything.
I really liked how Papa used us as an example of trusting God. We know God loves us, and He promises to always take care of us.
You know, listening to the Christmas story made me think about what it might have been like to be in that stable the night Jesus was born. I love that there were angels, humans, and animals, all of God's creations, celebrating the birth of His Son together.
I wonder what they all said to Him.
Well, look here. You're usually so focused on your snacks that you never pay attention to what we're talking about.
Well, for one thing, I'm full. Yeah, I know. And number two, there's nothing more important than talking about Jesus.
Yes, Puffy. I love to talk about Him too. And I think what I say, if I had been there that night, would be the only thing you could say. Obrigado, Jesus. Thank you for coming.